ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत्सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। टुडे वी आर कंटिन्यूइंग रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो वन एंटाइटल्ड क्रिएशन चैप्टर 16 एंटाइटल्ड हाउ परीक्षित रिसीव्ड द एज ऑफ कली टेक्स्ट नंबर 9। मंदस्य मंद प्रज्ञस्य वयो मंदायुष्यश्च वै निद्रया ह्रियते नक्तां दिवा च व्यर्थकर्मभिः। मंदस्य मंद प्रज्ञस्य वयो मंदायुष्यश्च वै निद्रया ह्रियते नक्तं दिवा च व्यर्थकर्मभिः। मंदस्य मंद प्रज्ञस्य वयो मंदायुष्यश्च वै निद्रया ह्रियते नक्तं दिवा च व्यर्थकर्मभिः। वर्ड फॉर वर्ड मीनिंग्स। मंदस्य ऑफ द लेजी, मंद फल ट्री, प्रज्ञस्य ऑफ इंटेलिजेंस, वयः एज, मंद शॉर्ट, आयुष्य ऑफ ड्यूरेशन ऑफ लाइफ, च एंड वाई एग्जैक्टली, निद्रया बाय स्लीपिंग, ह्रियते पासेस अवे, नक्तम नाइट, दिवा डे टाइम, च ऑल्सो व्यर्थ फॉर नथिंग, कर्म भी बाय एक्टिविटीज। ट्रांसलेशन। लेजी ह्यूमन बीइंग्स विद पॉल्ट्री, दैट्स हाउ वी से दैट, पॉल्ट्री, पॉल्ट्री, lazy human beings with paltry intelligence and a short duration of life pass the night sleeping and the day performing activities that are for naught. Translation, please repeat. Lazy human beings with paltry intelligence and a short duration of life pass the night sleeping and the day performing activities that are for naught. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The less intelligent do not know the real value of the human form of life. The human form is a special gift of material nature in the course of her enforcing stringent laws of miseries upon the living being. It is a chance to achieve the highest boon of life, namely to get out of the entanglement of repeated birth and death. The intelligent take care of this important gift by strenuously endeavoring to get out of the entanglement. But the less intelligent are lazy and unable to evaluate the gift of the human body to achieve liberation from the material bondage. They become more interested in so-called economic development and work very hard throughout life simply for the sense enjoyment of the temporary body. Sense enjoyment is also allowed to the lower animals by the law of nature. And thus, a human being is also destined to a certain amount of sense enjoyment according to his past or present life. But one should definitely try to understand the sense enjoyment is not the ultimate goal of human life. Herein it is said that during the daytime one works for nothing because the aim is nothing but sense enjoyment. We can particularly observe how the human being is engaged for nothing in the great cities and industrial towns. There are so many things manufactured by human energy, but they are all meant for sense enjoyment and not for getting out of material bondage. And after working hard during the daytime, a tired man either sleeps or engages in sex habits at night. That is the program of materialistic civilized life for the less intelligent. Therefore, they are designated herein as lazy, unfortunate, and short-lived. Om Agyanthimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Padamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yat Kripatam Aham Vande Shri Gurum Dinataranam Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripasindubhyayavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So here we are continuing the 16th chapter where there is information given that how Kali Yuga personified began his activities, its activities, and we are entrapped within this Kali Yuga because we desired to do that. So Kali Yuga is a dark age. It's like a dark ocean, and in which there are everyone is performing sinful activities. So we are surrounded by this ocean and we are dunked within it. We are within this ocean. And how did we get here? Is because we desired to see that darkness. It's ironic because in darkness you cannot see much, but we wanted to we wanted to experience that darkness. And because there was a promise given by Maya that, oh, you can actually enjoy when you perform these sinful activities, there is enjoyment there. That's the promise given by Maya. And as we know, when someone promises you something and he or she doesn't live up to that, so it's very disheartening. But Maya is so expert that she covers you again. Oh, okay, now I promise again. This time you will enjoy. I'm sorry about the last time. But try once more. So that's so she promises again and again. And unfortunate living entities, they try to endeavor once again to become happy. So that is Kali Yuga. In Kali Yuga, the degree of stupidity and misfortune is greatest. And somehow we wanted to taste that. So we are here. There is a song by Narottam Das Thakur where he says, Nana Yoni Kadrana Bhakshan Kare, means in different species you come again and again. Why is that? To taste different things. Kadran means very dirty things. So you want to taste that. And that's how these different species are actually present. In different species you can taste different things. So if one has a body of a snake, he can taste particular things. So that body is designed to taste few certain things. The same way if one has a body of a hog, then he can taste all filthy things. Because that was the desire, he wanted to taste all these things. That's why you get these different types of experiences, these different types of tastes. So that's how the covering of Maya, it becomes more and more thick. And then one wants to taste most abominable things. But in human life, as this purport stresses, in human life is meant to taste the topmost nectar. And that is Srimad Bhagavatam. So in beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, actually it's described by there's about Shukdev Goswami, that he's the parrot and he tasted this most mature fruit of Srimad Bhagavatam, and this fruit has become even more tasteful. So actually as human beings we have to try to come to a stage that we are relishing Srimad Bhagavatam. So when we try to read Srimad Bhagavatam, we fall sleepy. That means we don't have taste, that higher taste as yet. We are, you know, when someone watches a cricket match or a beauty pageant or a so then at that time you don't fall asleep. You watch it because we have taste for that. But when in Srimad Bhagavatam class or while reading, you fall sleepy. But the medicine is that you keep hearing Nityam Bhagavat Sevaya by regularly exposing ourselves to this sound vibration of Srimad Bhagavatam, we will be cured and then we will develop this higher taste. Then we won't go to these different species to taste different horrible things. And actually what happens is living entity goes in different bodies to taste different things, to enjoy. But what happens? The living entity ultimately tastes different types of miseries. Birth, death, disease, old age. So these, you know, different types of diseases are there in different types of animals, and they get different types of deaths. A dog, he dies in a horrible situation. So like that, these lives of these different species, we get different miseries basically. So by developing taste for Srimad Bhagavatam, we are actually getting out of this cycle of birth and death. So today's verse, we see it's very interesting. The two or the four lines, the first two lines and the second two lines, they actually, I was thinking, they are like a combination of two verses. In first chapter there is a verse which lists the characteristics of living entities in human beings in Kali Yuga. So what's that? Prayana Alpa Yusha Sabhya Kalavasmin Yuge Jana Manda Sumand Matyo Mand Bhagya Yuprabhata. So there's also this word is used, Manda. So it is said, O learned one, in this iron age of Kali, men have but short lives. They are quarrelsome, lazy, misguided, unlucky, and above all, always disturbed. So this is the characteristics of whoever is present in Kali Yuga, and we have to fight against that. So there's Manda, Mandasya Manda Pragyasya Vayu Manda Ayusha. This Ayu is very short. We have a short span of life in Kali Yuga, 60-70 years at most, at the moment, supposed to be 100 years, but very few people survive 100 years these days. So the average age is around 60, 70 years. So it's very short. It's very short time. So we cannot read all the Vedas, cannot do long meditation. But if we hear the Srimad Bhagavatam and chant the holy name, we can get the perfection in this short life as well. And that's the only benefit of Kali Yuga, that in short life we can get the highest perfection. And the second, the last two lines here, it's actually exactly same as a verse, third verse of first chapter in second canto. So what happened was, at the end of the first canto, we'll see the appearance of Shukdev Goswami, and Parikshit Maharaj is already here. Now we are reading about Parikshit Maharaj, how he has started. He went out to conquer the world, and then later we'll see how he would somewhat insult Shamika Rishi, and his son would punish Parikshit Maharaj, and then he would sit down at the bank of Ganges, and then Shukdev Goswami will appear and he would start speaking. So in first canto we have conversation between Suta Goswami and the sages of Naimisharanya headed by Shaunaka Rishi, and in the second canto onwards we have this conversation between Shukdev Goswami and Parikshit Maharaj. So at the end of first canto, Parikshit Maharaj asks this question to Shukdev Goswami, that what should a man do when he is about to, what's the duty of a man who is about to die, and in general what is the duty of everyone. And then Shukdev Goswami begins his response to that question. So there also he says, so this third line here, it says Nidraya Hriyate Naktam Divacha Vyartha Karmabhi. So that verse in second canto is also, it starts like that. Nidraya Hriyate Naktam Vyavayena Chavavaya Divachate Hayar Rajan Kutumba Varane Nava. So there he describes that the living entities have different interests. Everyone wants to hear about something. So generally, people who are averse to Atma Tattva, or the real knowledge about the self, those who are averse to that, they want to hear so many worldly things, mundane subject matters. And he describes that, so he gives the description of Grihamedis, those who are just, their main concern is their own sense gratification and sense gratification of their immediate relatives, their wife, children, that's all. There is no conception of self-realization. So that is the definition of Grihamedi. And Shukdev Goswami describes there. And there he says that these people, they don't have interest in hearing Srimad Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita. They just want to, read newspapers, watch the news, watch this program, that program, this movie, that movie. So they're an illusion. They don't want to hear about Srimad Bhagavatam, about Krishna. And then as a result, what happens is Deha Pratyakalatradeshu Atma Saineshu Satsapi. They consider, they are in illusion, and they consider that, oh, I'm very safe. I have got so many people around me. I have got my wife, my kids, my bank balance, my house. So I'm well protected in this fort. I'm so protected. I have this. He considers him a very like a protected king. King has a fortress, and then there are different soldiers protecting the fort. So he thinks, oh, I'm so safe. If there is this problem, that's the solution, right? If I have hunger, I have money, I can buy. I have bank balance, I can counteract this disease. What's the problem? Okay, you have cold. Okay, you go. You have money. Go to the market. That's it. You have solutions for all problems. So he thinks that such a person thinks he is very safe, and these are my soldiers protecting my fort, my wife, my kids, they will protect me. Even if death comes, even if Yamraj comes, so I'll be protected. Doesn't think so far, but he just feels that, oh, I'm protected. But actually, subconsciously, everyone is fearful of death. So these soldiers that one thinks will protect him, they are like asatsu, means they are asat, they are not real soldiers. They are themselves fallible, how can they save anyone else? It's described when Narad Muni's story is there in earlier chapters, chapter 4, 5 and 6 of first canto. There it's described that no one can actually save anyone else, because we cannot save ourselves even from death. So how can we save others? So only thing that can save us is Bhakti Yoga. If we engage in Bhakti Yoga, then we can get out of this cycle of birth and death. And there, and then finally, Shukdev Goswami describes that Tasmad Bharat Sarvatma Bhagavan Ishwaro Hari Shrotavyasya Kirtitavyasya Smaratavyasya Cheta Bhayam. So this bhayam, this fear, can be eradicated by this process of Shrotavyasya Kirtitavyasya, by hearing, by chanting and by remembering all this process of Bhakti Yoga. So that's been described again and again in Srimad Bhagavatam. This repetition is actually very important, because as we see, manda, manda se manda pragyasya, we have low intelligence, memory is very less, so we tend to forget again and again. So that's why Srimad Bhagavatam again and again, it hits the same points again and again, brings out. So today's verse, as we see, there is like a combination of these two verses. So everyone likes this. You're getting one thing, but it has, oh, it has more in there. So, and actually, people in advertising and marketing, they know this, that, oh, people, it's like to kind of deceive them. So they have these combo packs in everything you would see. You go, okay, you get this toothpaste, but in there is a toothbrush as well. You know, oh yes, so I'll get this pack because I'm getting more here. But of course, they are not making any losses. They work out the price like that. But just these combo packs everywhere. So same way, this verse today, it's like combination is of at least two verses. But there is so much filled in each verse of Srimad Bhagavatam actually, that we can derive from each verse. Sanatana Goswami, as we know, he says, each syllable of Srimad Bhagavatam is filled with Krishna prema. It's filled, it's like one verse is filled with so much information. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur at Radhakund, he gave lecture for 1 month on first verse. There's so much in each verse like that. So here, as we see, it's described, lazy human beings. So laziness, as we see, it's described in Bhagavad Gita, that laziness is born out of mode of ignorance. So this day and age, we can see only two modes mainly acting, mode of passion and ignorance. So if one is in passion, so then he would be degraded to mode of ignorance if he's not taking any measures to counteract or to come up to mode of goodness, then he would be automatically dragged. If you are not endeavoring to go higher, then you'll be dragged to, you know, lower modes. So laziness, here it says, in chapter 16 of Bhagavad Gita, we have very nice descriptions. There it says, there are two types of people, two types of natures, divine and the demoniac. And in this day and age, Kali Yuga, these both type of natures are within us. So we have the divine nature and demoniac nature. Sometimes we are lazy, we don't want to do service which is allocated, although we have time. And sometimes we are, you know, enthusiastic. So both natures are there. So somehow we have to feed the higher nature. And that famous example, as we know, is the two dogs barking. So the dog you feed more, he'll become stronger, right? If there is like a demoniac dog barking, oh, fulfill my needs. And there's this divine dog, no, fulfill my needs. So you just feed one of the dog. So then he would become stronger. So when there are these urges, these pushings, which is natural for everyone, so but we don't feed those thoughts. We don't feed those thoughts. So feeding those demoniac nature means we act on them. So those desires, materialistic desires, will be there. But we have to use intelligence. With intelligence, we say no, you know, because we read in Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, we hear from devotees and spiritual master that, oh, these things would lead me to a miserable end. So, okay, I won't actually, you know, follow the instructions of these urges. So I'll leave them alone. But at the same time, when we leave them alone, we don't stay idle, because we cannot stay idle. Bhagavad Gita says soul means that's the characteristic of soul. You have to be engaged at all times. So if we stop engaging in these activities of lower nature, we must substitute them by engaging in higher activities of hearing and chanting. That's why Srila Prabhupada very mercifully he has given this morning program, that you know, come here early morning and till after breakfast 9:30 you won't know how time passes. Mm-hmm. Right, everyone has 24 hours in a day, so you can intelligently plan. Okay, you fill it, you should have so much positive activities in life that there is no time for negative activities. That's the only way. That's how we are not feeding the demoniac dog. So like that. So otherwise these lower modes will take over us. So here this in 16th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, it says what are the characteristics of these demoniac nature. It's like pride, arrogance, conceit, anger, harshness and ignorance. These qualities belong to those of demoniac nature, O son of Pritha. So all these qualities are given, and then Srila Prabhupada writes in purport, this is the royal road to hell. It's like the royal road. Oh, please come this way. Like that. The agents of Kali Yuga, they invite you, please, this is like very nice, please come, that's like a royal road. But actually we see that how this royal road looks like. In third canto it's described, when a sinful person dies, the Yamdutas come and they drag him, they beat him constantly and on that road towards hell. So it's not so royal. So they beat him and then they have these massive dogs. Or with massive teeth, and they keep biting him. So, and of course, they don't give him nice food. He's hungry and thirsty, and he keeps falling unconscious. And he wakes up, and he gets beaten again. So that's the road to hell described there. So these lower modes can actually put us on that road. So we have to be very careful. Further, it's described that, you know, these modes result in these qualities, these anarthas in our heart, lust, anger, greed, all these things. There's a text called Chaitanya Mangal by Lochan Das Thakur. In that, he describes that in Kali Yuga, actually, everyone likes to encounter these constant waves of lust, anger and greed. People want that, oh, one wave after another. You know, when you go to the beach, there's one wave after, you know, you cannot count how many waves are coming. So same way, in Kali Yuga people want, oh, okay, this last wave, you know, I'm riding that wave now, the greed and, you know, anger, we are expressing ourselves. And they want to splash in these waves. And ultimately, as we were describing, it's like a royal road to hell. These are the three gates which lead to that road. Lust, anger and greed. Trividam, narka, sedam, dwaram, nashnam, atmana. So these are three types of gates which open towards this royal road to hell. So we have to actually deal with these things. So in one lecture recently, Raja Krishna Prabhu, he was describing that the lust that we have in heart, it's called kama. But actually it's a perverted form of prema. So all we have to do is just flip it upside down, that's it. And we will develop our original prema for Krishna. So all these activities by hearing, by chanting, that real love is awakened. That it's dormant within the heart and it's being pervertedly reflected through these different coverings. But if we just hear, it sounds very simple, just hear, just sit and hear, it's so simple, there must be something complex to get the highest thing. But actually if we just submissively hear, then it would act, then bhakti will be produced within the heart. It won't be like produced, it would be uncovered, it's already there. Yasyam vai shruyamanayam krishne parama puruṣe bhaktir utpadyate tatha shoka moha bhayapara. So this is in 7th chapter, very famous verse. There it says, one who hears this attentively and eagerly, for such people, those who hear about, of course, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna, when they hear about his qualities, his activities, then what happens is, bhakti utpadyate. In the heart, there is a bhakti develops. It's uncovered. And then what happens is, shoka moha bhayapaha. We get relief from lamentation that, oh, I didn't get this, oh, I didn't get this job, I didn't get this partner, or this happened, hankering, lamenting, this lamentation, we'll get rid of that. And the illusion that we are the body, we have to just follow bodily needs, this is illusion, we'll get rid of that illusion, then we can actually take care of body and soul very nicely in a balanced way. And bhaya, the fear of death, ultimately, that's the biggest fear. So we'll get rid of that. So if we just give our attentive hearing of the Srimad Bhagavatam, so we just have to apply very nicely. Here it's in purport, we see that Srila Prabhupada writes, the intelligent take care of this important gift by strenuously endeavoring to get out of the entanglement. Now if someone says that, okay, one person is entangled by ropes or anything, so you're entangled like this, and you want to get free, so you have to make some endeavor, you know, to break those bonds, Prabhupada uses the strenuously endeavor. So strenuous, we have to put some effort in it, we have to endeavor, it won't automatically happen. So means we have to apply ourselves. So like for example, in attending morning program, so it's a strain. It's a simple activity, but okay, you come to Mangal Arati. But to wake up is a strain. But an intelligent person, here he says, the intelligent take care of this important gift by strenuously endeavoring. So intelligent person thinks, okay, I have to wake up at 4 o'clock, so might as well sleep early. That's it, you know. So make our day, of course sometimes we may not be able to do that, but we have to try as much as possible. Okay, I'll see what are the activities which we have, you know, we can do in other times during the day, you know, this, why to stay up 10, 11 o'clock, just sleep early and attend Mangal Aarti. It's a very simple thing, And we have to understand that this is like a gift, it's an important gift given to us. So only strain is, we strain our intelligence. Okay, how can I attend morning program? How can I make my life so that I can read Prabhupada's books? Prabhupada said, everyone should read my books 1 to 2 hours every day. So that's what he says. So how can I make that much time? So this is the strain we have to put on our brains, our intelligence, that okay, how can I get that time so that I can do these activities? And then we will see that Krishna will reciprocate. If we do this endeavor, then Krishna gives his mercy. So the great fear actually is, if one is not doing this strenuous endeavor, then if we take things casually, so the thing is, we would have to come back again. If we lose this precious gift of human life, we have to come back again. But that also, the main danger is that we'll come back with the same consciousness. That's the main problem. That, okay, I'm not serious. Okay, then, you know, no one's bothering me. I'm just not serious. That's all. I'm not straining myself. I have some material needs. I'm trying to endeavor for them. And something spiritual here and there. I'm chanting 16 rounds. So the thing is, if we come back again in next life, but we'll have same consciousness. So why to waste time? And we should try to become serious as soon as possible. And in this age especially, it is possible. It is made possible by appearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he came. He's more merciful than Krishna. This is said, Rupa Goswami, he says that, Namo Mahavadanyaya, Krishna Prem Pradayate, Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaur Tushe Nama. So he says that Mahavadanyaya, that most magnanimous incarnation is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because he has come and he knows that, okay, these people of Kali Yuga, they won't be able to practice Bhagavad Gita properly. So let me show them. So he does it himself. Like example is given that when a teacher, he holds the hand of a child and teaches him, okay, write A, write B, like that. So just can feel that, you can imagine what's that love, you know, the teacher lovingly holds the hand of the child that, okay, write this now. And, you know, teacher wants that, oh, somehow this child writes and learns how to write. So that's how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come, and he's lovingly showing, okay, do bhakti like this. So he's showing, he was chanting his rounds and he was counting his rounds. It's like a regulative devotional service, prescribed number of rounds, because he's showing us that, okay, you do like this to attain this highest perfection. So we are very fortunate to have this knowledge given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In Bhagavad Gita we see this knowledge begins with the first teaching that Krishna gives Arjuna, is that you are not the body, you are the soul. Dehinosmin yatha dehe kumaram yovnam jara. So that's the first teaching. And then Bhagavad Gita ends with that sarva dharman paritaje. Okay, you surrender to me completely and you come into my shelter. So at that point, actually, it is described in the introduction to Chaitanya Charitamrita, that at that point, actually, for Mayavadis, for impersonalists, that's the end of everything. That's the highest thing. Okay, you surrender, you merge, and that's it. Yeah, that's the highest perfection. But in Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita, the knowledge begins now. Those were just the beginning, the prerequisites to start the main course. You know, they were just the initial information given in Bhagavad Gita. And then the same principles are elaborated in Srimad Bhagavatam and further in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So main thing is described here is about variegatedness. That how actually there is a relationship, there is an individuality, everyone is individual and you have a relationship with Krishna. And Krishna reciprocates. So he is not a dead person standing there. He reciprocates. He is concerned with us. So it's described actually in Brihad Bhagavatamrita that Krishna, one time he was in Dwarka and he did not get up in the morning. So he was feeling extreme separation from his devotees, his associates of Vrindavan. And then somehow he woke up and he was speaking to Uddhava, Lord Balaram, and everyone was there in the palace. And it's a very highly emotional episode described there. So Lord Balaram was requesting Krishna to return to Vrindavan, because in Vraja everyone is feeling this intense separation from him. So he described that how they actually want to commit suicide, but they are not able to. They are not able to because they could have drank water of the lake which was poisoned by Kaliya. There was this poisonous snake Kaliya in that lake, and the lake it was so poisonous that there used to be vapors emanating from the lake, and the birds flying on top, they would fall, drop dead, you know. And Rajvasis also one time they drank the water and they fall dead, and later they were revived. But now Lord Balaram tells Krishna in Dwarka that they can't drink that water because it's not poisonous anymore. You dragged, you know, Kaliya out of that lake. And they cannot go and drown in Yamuna because Yamuna has become so shallow because in separation from you. And they cannot go on top of Govardhan Hill and jump and commit suicide because Govardhan Hill has also become so small in your separation. Since when you left, you know, it's like the peaks dropped and it becomes so small. So he says they cannot commit suicide by all these ways. So please go there. And only way they would regain their life is when you are present. And then it's described how Krishna is feeling. They are feeling this extreme separation, but Krishna is not like, oh yeah, okay, they'll be all right. But no, he is also crying so intensely, and then all the members of the palace, they all start crying just by seeing his state. And there is described that actually Krishna has concern for his devotees. He feels what we are going through. He is seeing that and he reciprocates. So when we actually feel that, okay, there is someone who is caring for us, this is very amazing, this is very comforting feeling, then we can actually, you know, go forward with our day-to-day activities. Because there are so many problems in our life. If we are not pure devotees, Bhagavatam describes that only two type of people are in complete bliss. One who is a crazy man is blissful, and one who is a pure, purified saint, a pure devotee, he is blissful because he is on spiritual platform. Everyone in the middle, they are miserable. So if we are in the middle, we will have some miseries, this strain to somehow get to this higher platform. But if we know that, oh, Krishna is a person, he is a supreme person, the supreme person who is reciprocating with us, then actually we can go with our life very positively. And we can get rid of these lower qualities of mode of ignorance and passion. So I'll like to end there and ask if you have any questions or comments on what we discussed.
Hare Krishna. You give a very clear picture of three gates going to Lord Hell.
That's described in Bhagavad Gita, 16th chapter. Yes.
We all remember that then only you go to Lord Chaitanya's path.
Yes. other questions or comments? Hare Krishna. Oh, there's many described. The ones which I read were pride, arrogance, conceit, anger, harshness, and ignorance. This is just a trailer. There's more with the whole movie in that 16th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Anything else?
Yes. What causes laziness?
Laziness? It's mode of ignorance is the cause of laziness. So in Bhagavad Gita, the cause is described from the beginning. So what happens? We are peacefully sitting down. So peace is peace and happiness and knowledge is the characteristic of mode of goodness. Okay, so now we are sitting here in peace. Okay, now I'm going to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. I'm peaceful in mode of goodness and I'll surpass to Shuddha Sattva, a pure mode of goodness, by chanting. And now we start chanting Hare Krishna in mode of goodness and aspire will go to mode of pure goodness. Then what happens? There's a knock on the door. Knock, knock. And we say, who's there? Oh, lusty thought. So then we have to either ignore it or we say, okay, come in, but don't come in my private chamber, just sit outside there. But we open the door and now the lusty thought has come. So, but it won't remain there. It would come more and become bigger and bigger and try to embrace us. So what happens is, that's described in Bhagavad Gita. Dhyayato vishyan pumsa sangasteshu pajayate. So this contemplation, now we start, so this thought has come, now we start contemplating. Okay, so what's the nature of this thought? So then we go further with it. So this contemplation, dhyayato, we are thinking about, contemplating. Rather than we should have said, you know, when these door-to-door people, if someone has done door-to-door marketing, we see, you knock, and then some people from within, they don't even open the door, they say, no, not interested. Sometimes we go for book distribution door-to-door. Sometimes they open and they say, oh, no, sorry, not interested. Like that. So we have to do that with these thoughts. I'm sorry, not interested. At the moment, I'm going to chant Hare Krishna. So dhyayato vishyantam. So if we let that thought in, then sangasteshu pajayate, sangat sanjayate kama. Then we develop attachment for that. Oh, it's not so bad, you know. Mm-hmm. Let me think little more about the nature of this thought. What is it doing here, you know? I don't want this thought, but what's the nature? And then we go, sangat sanjayate kama. Then now the lust has developed. Oh, we start liking it. And kamat krodho bhi jayate. Then what happens? So this is mode of passion. Lust is what? So we have already fallen down from goodness to passion now. Okay, at the stage of lust. And then we fall down further to mode of ignorance. Kamat sanjayate, the krodha. Now the krodha comes, anger. Anger is in mode of ignorance. So then further we go down and down and down. Krodhat bhavati sammoha, sammoha smriti vibhama, smriti brahmshat buddhi nasho, buddhi nashat pranashyati. Then further, finally, by krodha, our memory is lost, intelligence is lost, and we fall down in material pool. That's it, end. So that's the cause from the beginning, that we contemplate on these thoughts, because mind has three activities: thinking, willing, and feeling. So we have to stop at the stage of thinking, and not just take to willing, feeling, willing, and all that. So we have to stop it there. Otherwise, we are dragged down to mode of ignorance. Any other questions or comments? Last one. All right. Thank you very much. Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Nitya Gaur Premanande.